Our second reading is Romans 8, 37 through 39. Again, let's pray. Lord, as we look at this New Testament verse, and we pray that we would be open-minded what it says and for what Judith has for us today, Lord, give her your spirit in communicating it, Lord, and give us the spirit of being moldable, doing what we need to do in this life. In Jesus' name, amen. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. The bulletin says love, but it could have easily have been thankful or blessed. Someone even used the word honored. Most of you know I originally came from the Midwest, where I was born, baptized, and raised a Lutheran. Coming to Alaska, becoming a Presbyterian, and even in owning my own business, took a great leap of faith for me. As I look around this congregation and see all the people who have demonstrated the love of God to me with prayers, hugs, even wood when I needed it, compassion during struggles in my life, and showing me through your kindness and your support how much God loves even me. And all the while teaching me how to be a better Christian. Just from knowing you. I'd like you to open your hymns, if you would, and turn to page 429. We're going to do a lot of singing.
We will run in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We will run in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And we'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. And we'll guard each one's dignity and save each one's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes they'll know we are Christians by our love. All praise to the Father whom all things come, and all praise to Christ Jesus, his only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
I have always felt God's second language was music. I know He speaks to me often through music, and my hope in using music throughout the lesson today will show not only God, but all of you, that love has not fallen on deaf ears, and that the love of God that comes through you to each other will never go unnoticed. And through that, glory to God. And now, for 10 verses 4 and 5.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, bound to eternally live this.
Just a second. Let's start over. Okay, number 4.
Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
Which is the only way I'm standing up here. You all know that. My life has been made better by God for knowing all of you. Seeing the courage that you show during times of strife, the joy that you have in your heart, even in trials, as the storms of life hit, and your commitment to God, unshaken, through all life has to throw at you, because God is your rock. 408.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus has fled? Fear not, I am with thee, oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by thy righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul through all hell shall endeavor to shake, I'll never forsake.
That is one of the promises that I stand on. In Psalm 46, verse 10, it says, "Be still and know I am God." I'd like to invite you to close your eyes for a moment while Holly and Matt sing, and while God renews your spirit.
Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with his Spirit and his love. Let him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let him have the things that hold you, and his Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lamps. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lands. Oh, come and sing the song with gladness as your hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to his name. Oh, give him all your tears and sadness. Give him all your years of pain. And you'll enter into life in Jesus' name. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lamps. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lamps.
Thank you. Please open your eyes. I hope God has filled us all with the right spirit. You know, someone told me to just relax and have fun with this today. None of this is fun for me. But it is a responsibility and an obligation I have to God. And I never want to let him down, because he has never let me down. And my prayer for all of you today is that you too will know God's love throughout your entire life, even unto eternity. Amen.
Thanks, Judith. Will you join me now as we prepare to worship God with our tithes and offerings? In case you didn't know, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. And isn't it convenient that Ron and Crystal are both gone this week? So in the Matthews room, you'll find some cards if you'd like to sign a little card to both Ron and Crystal. There's also this art piece that if you want to give a prayer to them, just put your hand in some watercolor paint.